Well, thank you again for this wonderful opportunity, and my wife and I are very honored to be here this morning. And when we landed in at the airport, Brother Curtis and Ms. Curtis came and picked us up, and learned that he has been a pastor of this church. That tells me a lot, about his character and his longevity in the faithfulness to the ministry and the remaining in the church that he has served as a pastor and encouraging Pastor Eccles and other people to stay true. And it's just a great blessing to meet wonderful people like them. And this morning, I'm very grateful that we are at this church presenting our ministry to you. But not only that, more than that, we just want to brag on our Lord Jesus Christ, because He deserves all the glory, all the honor. And there is anything that we have accomplished in our lives, it is because of His grace. So I just praise Him this morning. And I'm afraid that my pronunciation is not good enough for some people. So one time I preached in an American church. I did my best, and older lady came up to me and said, I could not understand one word. So it is a challenge, very challenging, and I tried my best, but I hope the Lord, Holy Spirit, would work through the preaching, and we all enjoy it together. we read the text this morning, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. You know, Hebrews 11 is known as a chapter of faith, and we all know what faith is. You know, well, in 2016, June of 2016, our church, Sejong Bible Baptist Church voted to start another church for Chinese people. And at the time, our church was only about a year and a half old. You know, the church was started in August of 2014, and we organized the church in March of 2016. And so it was about 1 year and 8 months. And then in June, we said we are going to start a church for Chinese people in Pyeongtaek City. And, people would say, how could a church of such young and such small people want to start another church somewhere? Well, you know, the work of the Lord is not always done by big churches. You know, the work of God is done by God Himself. And the Lord uses larger churches to do His work, but sometimes He uses smaller churches for His glory as well. You know, when a large church starts a new church somewhere, the people might say the church is capable of doing things like that. But when a church like ours, only less than 2 years old, and just a handful of people want to start another church for China missions, you know, people would say, that is the Lord. That is of the Lord. Because, we have a song that says, little is much when God is in it. Right? So, it doesn't matter. When God is in it, He can use anybody, anywhere, whatever, for whatever things. So we wanted to start a church by faith. What is by faith? What is faith? We all know what faith is. So the Bible definition of faith is that chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. He said, what is faith? It's the substance of things hoped for. because it is something that you hope for, it's not there yet. You are hoping for something, but it is not a reality yet. And the Bible says that the evidence of things not seen, you don't see it yet, but because of faith, we have some feelings in our hearts. We have some touching, and we have some tugging, and we know that the Lord is leading us to do something which is not there, but He will accomplish some things for His glory through our lives. So we see many testimonies of this kind of things. You know, chapter 11 is a record of God's people who wrote great things for God by faith. You know, the Bible says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, the Bible says. And how did he do that? Because God, that's what God wanted him to do. Abel didn't see Jesus. You know, he didn't see that Jesus was going to come. He only knew that it is a blood sacrifice that the Lord showed to Adam and Eve when he killed an animal and made a coat and covered their nakedness. And that's the symbol of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for our sin. Abel didn't. I don't think he knew that Jesus, you know, all the details like we do. But he didn't see it. But he just obeyed, and he did what according to the word of God. And then he was recognized by God that he was righteous. And Enoch pleased God, and he walked with God for 300 years. And then the Lord just took him up and showed the real thing over there. And then we see the story of Noah. You know, he had not seen anything coming. I mean, the rain or the flood. But you know, in the days of Noah, there was oceans also. So people must have traveled in ships over the ocean. But nobody builds such a big, ugly looking ark. You know, 420 years for the unseen flood that God told him about, and he prepared this ark and became the savior of his family. And Abraham, you know, when the Lord told him to go to the land that he will show later, and he tells Sarah. And all his servants and the maids to get ready to move. And they all packed. They all folded their tents, and they all put their belongings on the animals. And they're ready to go. And Sarah comes to Abram and asks us, where are we moving to? He says, I don't know. And Sarah says, you mean you have everybody ready to move and you do not know where to move? Well, Abram says, God didn't tell me yet, but he said he will tell me later. So he moved. And later they found the real thing. They followed the word of God by faith, and those unseen things became reality. Those are things hoped for become what they are, the real thing in their lives. You know what? This is the excitement of Christian life. Living by faith. You know, we know many stories of older days of how Christians, you know, preached the gospel, missionaries, how they went to different lands, and how God had blessed them, and by faith they launched out, and God accomplished things for His glory through their lives. You know, it's not there yet, but God tells us to do something. And it is in our hearts. And then those things become reality in our lives. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. And this this excitement is not just for those people whose names are written in the Bible. This excitement, this wonderful experience of our faith becoming reality in our lives is not just for those old Christian people. This should be our daily experience as well. You know, The Bible says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. The report means, the report, the word report, in Greek, Greek word, same word, as, it is in, Acts 1:8. You shall be witnesses unto me. Witness. They became witness over how faith become reality. Those are things they hoped. Those are things unseen. Things become evidence and the reality in their lives. So this is a Christian life. And in our lives, we became Christians by faith. By faith. We have not seen the Lord Jesus Christ. We have not seen Him dying on the cross. Have anybody saw Him dying on the cross? Nobody saw Him. But because of the Word of God, we accept by faith the fact that He died on the cross for our sins, to redeem us from our sin and the penalty of our sins, and to give us the eternal life. By faith we accepted it, and in our daily life we are seeing. We accepted the unseen things by faith. But that unseen things, the Word of God, become reality in our life. It gives us new hope, new joy, and as we grow, and it become reality in our lives. So, this morning I want to talk about faith. And first, faith is believing the unseen works of God in our hearts. Every great thing starts from somebody's heart. You know, the creation, the Bible said in verse 3, through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The creation of the world was done by God, by His Word, but even before the world was there, I mean, God said, let there be light, the first day. But before that day, the world was in His heart. The Lord had this intention. He had His desire to create everything. And then He spoke through His mouth, let there be light, and there was light. And the first day, second day, third day, and all through 6 days, God created things according to His desire. And His Word made everything visible. The unseen things, the creation was in His heart first. And then the things in His heart, unseen things, but became reality by the Word of God. You know, after creation, the last creation is creation of mankind. He made man. Why did He make man? But what's the purpose of man? God, when He created the man, God gave His Word to the man. Up to that time, God worked through His Word. His Word created everything. And then He began to give His Word to the man. God said, of all the trees, you can eat the fruit. But the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. The day you eat it, you shall surely die. When God gave man God's word, it is required for man to have faith. All through, from that time on, God works. He accomplishes things through those that have faith in His Word. What's the failure of Adam? It was a failure of faith. What was the failure of Cain? It is a failure of faith. God's word. He could trust it, accept it, believe it, so reject it. Adam rejected. And Cain rejected. In 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Let's go there. And the Bible says here, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." God still has a lot of work to do. There are more than 7 billion people in this world. Not one third of them ever heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that the Lord wants everybody to be saved. That's what the Bible says. But that does not mean everybody will be saved. Some will reject His word. Some will believe in the word of God. By faith, people will get saved. By unbelieving, they will not be saved. But they need to be here. They need to hear the great news of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord said, "As it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him." For every Christian, the Lord has something prepared. Unseen work of God. He has a work for us, for our lives to accomplish. And which eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and nobody ever thought about. You know, when I got saved, I didn't know I was going to come to America. I have never asked God to send me to America. I was just studying churches. I got saved. I went to Bible college. You know, 2 weeks after my salvation, the Lord called me to the ministry in a youth camp. And I surrendered my life and just followed His leadership and went to Bible college and then got married and then I went to this city called Mokpo and I was obeying and doing what the Lord wanted me to do. And all of a sudden the Lord sent me back to, America. I think America is a mission field also. But I think America is the best mission field that you can go to. So I came to America and we enjoyed American life so much. But all of a sudden the Lord said, told us to go back to Korea. I was praying. And the Lord told me, go back to Korea. I, so vivid, so evident. So I was shocked. And it was 2010. I talked to my wife and I asked, honey, the Lord might want us to go back to Korea. What do you think? She said nothing. So my mother is living, you know, in Lakewood. So I went to my mother and said, "Mama, the Lord might send us to back to Korea. What do you think? Are you going to go with us? Will you go with us to back to Korea?" She said, "You are crazy. You are out of your mind. You know, the world wants to come to America. And you are here and you want to go back to Korea?" She said, "I'm not going." So it has been my struggle. And I asked a friend of mine. And then they told me it was evident that the Lord wants us to go back to Korea. So we thought we are going back to Korea. To plant churches and to, you know, the things that the Lord laid in our hearts. But I have never thought about Chinese church. And the Lord led us to these Chinese people. Just wonderful. When we went to South Korea, we started a church in Sejong City. Sejong Bible Baptist Church is something we can see. It is visible now. But 4 years ago, it was not there. But about 15 or 16 years ago, when I was starting a church in Tacoma, Washington, I heard the news about the election, presidential election in South Korea. And one of the candidates said, if we become the president of the country, he said he wants to move our government to south, because Seoul is very close to North Korea, in that it is a very imminent threat. So he said he wants to move our government about 2 hours south. He wants to get a place and put our government there. And when I heard the plan, I said somebody should go there and start a church there, because this is going to be a very important city for South Korea. Because all the major programs and decisions will be made in this city. I said we need to have somebody go there and start a church. Not just any kind of church, but our kind of church. Bible believing, gospel preaching, fundamental, separated, New Testament, Baptist church. And then the Lord called us back to Korea, and it was the end of 2013. A pastor friend in Seoul called me and said, Pastor Pa, would you come and meet a family of our church? And I met this family, a Park family, same last name. And Mrs. Park still is. She's a high-rank official in one of the departments of Korean government. They completed this government complex in this city, and then those employee, government employees began to move down to this city. And the Park family moved, but there was no church that they could go. They went to several churches, but not like us. So they tried to go back to their church in Seoul, but it takes 2 hours one way. So it's very difficult. So they began to pray, Lord, send somebody to this city and start a church. And then the Lord brought us together. And, you know, we have a church preaching gospel, souls getting saved, and people are growing in the Lord. Before this church became a reality, the church was in the heart of these people. The Lord saved us, but salvation is not all. Salvation is the beginning of our Christian life. The Lord didn't take us to home yet, because there are works that He wants us to do for His glory. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love Him. Many a time, you know, people come to pastors and say, Pastor, long time ago, the Lord called me to do this, to do that. And they say, Pastor, I should have obeyed. I should have had a faith and follow His leadership. And many young people, when the Lord talks to them about serving Him, they say, oh, well, that's wonderful, Lord, but give me time. I want to live my life first. Many a time young people come home and say, Mom, Dad, the Lord will make to go to Bible college and serve Him in such capacity. And they say, that's a wonderful idea. That's a very novel thing. That's good, but we have different desire for you. So many a time when the Lord talks His work, unseen work of God to the heart of God's people, those ideas become just the end as ideas. Never become realization. What is faith? I believe faith is believing the unseen works of God in our hearts. Young or old, we have to understand that there are some work that He wants to accomplish through our lives. We have to ask Him, Lord, what is it? What do you want me to do for your glory? What do you want me to do in this church as members of this church? What can I do to serve you, to enhance your work to other regions? We have to ask that. And we have to find what He wants us to do. And we have to have faith in the unseen works of God. Like those elders did. And the second, the faith is believing God will do the unseen works of God. Many a time our problem is, our excuse is we cannot do that. Oh Lord, that's a wonderful word, Lord. No, not me. I cannot do that. Well, if I can do it, we don't need faith. We need faith because it is not something we can do ourselves. Faith is not something they call positive thinking. They say, if you believe you can do it, you can do it. No, that is not faith. Faith is, Lord, I know I cannot do it. But because this is your work, and this is your idea, this is what you want me to do, I will do it, but you have to accomplish it. You have to do it. The Lord has given us gifts. And the Lord has given us desires. And because the Lord made us to do something well, that means that is our gift. And the Lord wants us to use our gift for His glory. So we need to ask God what it is that He wants us to do for the gospel, for the church of God, for missions, and for with our lives. And we have to believe that He will accomplish it. You know, this tiny church that we started, you know, we saw these people are coming from China. And they come, they don't live in South Korea. Every week they come by boat. And they, Shandong Peninsula and Pyeongtaek port in South Korea are very close, the closest the seaway. And it takes about 10 hours one way to come over. So 3 weeks, 3 times a week, people come and go. Monday night they leave the Weihai port in Shandong Peninsula, and they travel all night and come to South Korea on Tuesday morning. And they bring their goods to Chinese goods to South Korea, and they pick up South Korean products and they take them back to China. They do that because they are hired by trading companies. Trading companies could use containers. But if you use containers, you know, you have to pay big tax, big tariff. Because, you know, in container you can put lots of stuff. But every person is allowed to carry a certain amount of goods without tax. So they decided to use the people than a container because they can just carry in. And not only that, you know, those goods become cashed out really fast. If you bring things in container, it should be dock at the dock, wait for a couple of weeks to get a clearance. So they use people, and they come Tuesday morning, and they Tuesday evening they leave and get there. Wednesday morning, Wednesday night they come to South Korea. Thursday morning they arrive, and then Thursday night they go back and get there on Friday morning. Friday night they come back and arrive in South Korea on Saturday, but Saturday night they cannot go back because there is no boat until Sunday night. So they have a whole day there, more than 24 hours doing nothing, waiting next boat to go, and they have to eat meals, and they have to have a place to stay and rest, and they could go motels and eat out at restaurants, but they are very expensive. They cannot afford to do that. We learned about that, and we said that this is our opportunity to open a church for them. And serve three meals, lunch, Saturday lunch and supper, and the Sunday morning breakfast. Three meals without charge, and just ask them to attend our services Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning. And we begin to preach gospel to them, and it's wonderful how these people respond. Many people never been to church. This is the first church that they have been to. And they learn about the Lord and they get saved. So this is a wonderful opportunity, but we saw the opportunity, but we didn't have no money. So we said, we found this, rundown. Actually, it meant to be a temporary building. But they built this and it was vacant and it was close enough for them to walk. The landlord wanted $20,000 as a key money and paid $1,000 every month for this rundown facility. There's nothing in it. You know, just the roof and walls, no insulation, ceiling, just rugged. We had to do all the ceiling again. We began to pray, Lord, this is not my idea. I am here as a missionary. I thought I was going to work for Korean people, not Chinese people. This is your idea, so you have to work. And the Lord began to supply. We got $20,000, made a deposit. And we had to prepare the place because they have to eat, so we need to have a kitchen and the restrooms and the walls and the floor, everything. We had to prepare. And one by one, the Lord began to supply. And we were doing all our best to, I've got support every month coming from America, so I tried to extend the money as much as I could. And we were doing, preparing this place. And I went out to order kitchen appliances. Not new ones, used ones. And I made order and I paid the down payment. And that was the last money that I had. I need to pay the rest to bring them in. And one morning I was reading Bible. And the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. I am hoping to see money, but I am not seeing the money yet. But the Lord said, faith is the evidence of things not seen. The Lord said, if you have faith, I said, wow. Lord, is that what you want me to do? I said, okay. I will act like I have money, even though I don't have money. So I said, I will go out because there are more things to purchase. So I got myself ready. I was living out. I am stepping out of my apartment, and I got a phone call. a friend of mine, it was summertime. He said, Pastor Park, I meant to help you for your new Chinese church. But I have been so busy, I was not able to do. But today, I'm sending you $3,000 to your bank. I said, are you sure? And I cried. I just cried and said, Lord, you're just wonderful, wonderful. You're so faithful. We prepared the facility for 60 people. Maximum 60 people. So we opened the first day. We had 70. We got everything for 60 people. 60 dishes. 60 chairs and table, for 60 people. The blankets, for 60 blankets. And so we had 70, so we had to send some people to get 10 more of everything. My wish is not only preach them the gospel of Jesus Christ and train them, disciple them, so that when they go back, they would not only go into churches and they would evangelize their people. And we might be able to start a church sometime. So I'd like to ask you to pray for this ministry. And this is very vital, and this is a wonderful ministry. It is hard, because every Saturday we leave around 8 o'clock and get there around after 9. And then we clean everything, and we go get the grocery for these people. And then everything's ready, and around 11 o'clock they begin to come. At first, we cooked for them. We don't know how to cook for Chinese food. But after a while, they begin to cook themselves, so it's a lot easier. We just buy the grocery for them. And they cook them, so they enjoy it very much. But after the service, I have an interpreter staying there, so we come back after all done before supper. And then the next morning, Sunday morning, 5 o'clock we get up, and 6 o'clock we leave again. Get there after 7 o'clock, and we eat with them. And then we have service at 8 o'clock. And about 9 o'clock, all done. They leave. And we clean everything. And then we come to our church in Sejong City for 11 o'clock service. So it is kind of tiring. But it's a blessing. You know, if you guys come over, have any chance to come over to Korea, travel that way, let us know. We'll show you. And it is a joy. But I am asking the Lord to help us to have better workers to work together. And we have a better ministry. I have ideas, but I cannot do. So please pray that we can disciple these people. And when they go back, they would be able to evangelize their own people. In Philippians chapter 6, chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I know. It's not me. You know, if it was my idea, I would have been crazy. But because the Lord knew it all, the Lord just led us step by step, and we are here yet. Now, the rest, as time passes, He will accomplish things that He gave us in our hearts. And thirdly, I said the first faith is believing the unseen works of God in our hearts, accepting the word of God in our hearts. And then believing that He will accomplish. And thirdly, faith is my obedience to the unseen things of God. You know, Abel did not just believe that it is the blood that atones our sin. He killed animal and brought the blood and the fat of the animal to the Lord. Until he did it, it was not accepted. When he did according to the word of God, God witnessed that he was righteous. Noah built the ark for 120 years, long years. For those 120 years, you know, we see, we think, we can imagine what kind of things would have happened to him. Many ridiculed him, many mocked on him, and many criticisms. And in spite of all the difficulties of getting all the woods and bringing all the animals, preparing the ark, he was faithful. And finally, the flood came, and he became the savior of his family, Abraham. Even though you know, nobody understood him, he obeyed. He obeyed. He left his homeland and went to the place where he was not going. He didn't know where to go, but he left his place and was led to the land of Canaan. Moses shook off. He had to abandon all the things, you know, that he could have in the land of Egypt, and follow the leadership of the Lord. Only when we obey to the unseen works of God, and we act upon it, then we will see the work of God become reality. You know, the Chinese church is my second, eighth church plant in my life. Every church plant is done by supplying, providing. I didn't have no money. I got out of Bible college. I went to start a church. The Lord led us to start a church in the city of Mopo. Mopo is way southwestern city, port city in Korea. And when we got there, you know, there was no Baptist church before us. The city is 2,000 years old, but there was no Baptist. So when we got there, you know, people didn't know what Baptist was. And there was a Presbyterian church, other churches, but no Baptist. They said we were cult. And we were, you know, heretics. Anyway, so I didn't have no money. And a businessman. Do you, anybody know Russell Anderson? Hiles Anderson? Mr. Russell Anderson, the businessman? He came by to Korea. He had heard about our plan to go to start a church in that city. And we needed about $5,000 that time. But it is big money at the time to secure a house for us to live and start a church. And he gave that money to us. I didn't know him. I have never met him. Every time I started some church, the Lord supplied, you know, the need. Not just the Sejong Church or the church in Pentec, in the Chinese church. Every church. I resigned my church in Pasco. And because I knew that he wanted us to go to western side of Washington State. Pasco, Washington, is eastern side. And it is a country, it's a desert place. There are not many Korean people. But our pastor, Pastor Dobson, wanted to have a Korean ministry. And he started a Korean ministry and didn't have a pastor. So he called us to come and pastor that congregation. We had a wonderful time. But, you know, over the western side, the other side of the mountain, we saw many Korean signs, more Korean people, stores, businesses. and we didn't have any kind of, we didn't see any church of our kind, independent, fundamental Baptist. So we have been praying that the Lord sends there somebody. But finally, it was me. He wanted us to resign and go there, so we did. And nobody called us there. There was no promise of nothing. My pastor didn't believe me. He said, who asked you to come? Who promised what? I said, Pastor, there is nobody called us. There is nobody promised nothing. And he was kind of upset because he loved us. And he didn't want us to leave. Anyway, so finally we went there. First, we were looking for an apartment to move to. And we saw, we were driving, we saw a sign says, Lakewood Baptist Temple. I knew about the church. So I got there, and Pastor Mies resigned, and the new pastor came. Pastor Dennis Fountain was the pastor for 5 days. he was just there as a pastor for 5 days. And he said, Pastor Paul, we heard that you are coming to start a church in this area. He said, is there anything we can do for you? I said, we need a place to start a church. And the church owned a small shopping plaza and one place, you know, one room was vacant. So we could use that spot to start a church. Every time when we were led to do something, the Lord did it. You know, we have some misconception about serving the Lord. People think it is a sacrifice. Oh, Pastor, you made a great sacrifice. You made a great sacrifice. Oh, it is a great sacrifice to surrender our lives to Him and serve Him. Actually, there is no sacrifice. You know, I was saved when I was almost 14, not quite 14 yet. I was, we grew up in Buddhist family. I didn't know Jesus. But for the first time in my life, I was in a Wednesday night service of this small church. The church was just 10 days old. They were renting a community hall. And in the 60s, Korea was the second poorest country of the world. And we didn't have much. You know, the church didn't have a lot of lighting. Just one light right above the pulpit. It was dim. And we didn't have pews or chairs. We had straw mats on the floor, concrete floor. I still remember that night. I was in the middle, sitting on the straw mat. And the preacher preached how God loved us and how Jesus died on the cross for our sins. How we can be saved if we confess our sins, accept Jesus as our Lord. After his preaching, he said, is there anybody that wants to be saved? I don't know if there was anybody else besides me and that another man, a school teacher. And I raised my hand and he said, come forward. So I did. And that school teacher took me aside and led me through the plan of salvation. And I got saved. The Lord called me to the ministry. And my life has been changed. What if I said no to Him? What if I said no to the Word of God? Am I still living? I don't know. Just like anybody, any other Korean, male. I don't think the Lord, I made any sacrifice when I surrendered my life to Him. The Lord lifted my life up. And this is wonderful. Surrendering our lives is not a sacrifice. In John chapter 6, we read a story of Jesus feeding 5,000 people, men, with five loaves and two fish. And in the Bible says that Jesus knew what he would do. But asked his disciples, where could we get food and feed these people? And Philip calculated we need 200 penny worth of bread. And she said, what do you have? And Andrew went out and found this little boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he asked him, would you like to give that to Jesus? Jesus needs your food. And he gave. And Jesus told his disciples, have people sit by 50s and 100s. And he thanked the Lord for the food. And lined up his disciples and began to break the bread, filling the baskets for the disciples to carry to the people. The food kept coming out from the hand of Jesus. Kept coming out. Everybody ate to the full, and there was a fragment, 12 baskets. Think of that boy. He gave his food to the Lord. So he starved that day, right? Did he starve? I don't think so. Andrew got his food. I think he went to this boy first. Here, you go first. This is what you gave to the Lord. You deserve to enjoy first. And the boy is watching Jesus breaking the bread and giving bread away from his hand. I can imagine the boy, how excited he got. He knew what he gave to the Lord. It was just a small amount, just for his lunch. But when he gave that to the Lord, it became such a great, wonderful work of Jesus Christ. I think he's shouting. He's shouting and jumping and praising God and clapping his hands, excited. Folks, people say, what kind of joy Christians have? They don't go movie, they don't dance, they don't drink, they don't smoke. They do not know the joy of Christian life, the excitement. Folks, what is it? What is it that the Lord wants to accomplish through your life? At this time, at this place, the ancient works of God. Do you know what it is? If you do not know, ask him. But what do you want me to do? What do you want me to accomplish through my life? What those unseen things that you plan, the eyes have not seen, ear has not heard, nobody ever thought? Lord, give me that. Tell me. The Lord created everything by his word, unseen word of God. Not the word is given to us. As we have faith in the word of God, in the unseen works of God, believe that he will accomplish it and obey, we will experience the wonderful, wonderful testimony. The elders By faith, through it, the elders obtain good report. We obtain good report by faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your truth and your wisdom, your power, your greatness. Lord, how could you express how magnificent you are. How wise. How loving. How good. Lord, I ask you to bless us so that we would know your will and your word. Help us have faith in you and give us the courage to step out by faith and obey to the will of God. Help us to experience those wonderful excitement that the elders obtained. The former Christians, great people of faith, obtained in their lives. Help us to have the same report in our lives by faith. Bless this church, bless Pastor Eccles and all their faithful members of the church. Help us to see wonderful works accomplished through this church. In Jesus' name, amen.